I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I met Rockingham County's Susan Nelson when she registered me for a routine mammogram. I do have a habit of chatting with people, and somehow it came out in the course of my registration that youthful Susan is both a breast cancer survivor and a yoga instructor, and that the two things are interrelated in her life.
I had a routine mammogram, and they discovered something, and then I went back for more testing, and they discovered that it was cancer. I was 41, I was trim, and I thought I ate pretty well, and I had never had really any health problems prior to that, so I was pretty flattened by the whole idea that this was happening to me.
Do you remember what time of day it was when you got the news and what you did?
It was about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, and I had gone out to ride my horse, and I had had the biopsy maybe the day before. I was walking back to my car from having ridden my horse, and my phone rang, and it was my gynecologist calling to let me know, and you just kind of go blank. There's no response to that. And then I went home and was just wandering around my field making some phone calls and was attacked by my rooster.
Well.
And I was like, well, okay. It hurt really bad for 3 or 4 days. And strangely enough, I feel like that kind of allowed me to give my brain something else to think about as everything else progressed.
Life just works
out. I wanted
out.
To kill the rooster, but I couldn't catch him, so... Everybody that talked to me was great, and they were kind, and they were supportive. But at the same time, you're 41, and you're like, you think cancer, and you just think that it's going to get you.
Were you pissed off?
Yes. Although I remember being at work and kind of charging around and doing things and kind of being in a bad mood. But as soon as somebody showed me a kindness, I kind of fell apart in tears, and that's when I sort of discovered that anger really is usually about some sort of sadness, at least for me. I don't know that it's like that for everyone, but usually it's about something that you're just deeply upset with and you don't want to deal with. Originally, I had this idea that there would be a lumpectomy and that would be that. But when I saw the surgeon, she was like, well, I'm suggesting a bilateral mastectomy, removing both breasts. They can do reconstruction during that surgery so that everything's sort of handled all at once. And of course, that floored me even more because I'm thinking, well, it'll just be a little thing. We'll just move on with our life. And then, of course, it was followed by the chemotherapy. So,
wow.
You know, to their credit, everything happened very quickly. You know, it was, you know, a matter of days between appointments.
Did you lie in bed at night thinking it's growing, it's growing?
Yes.
I'm just thinking about what I would do.
Yes. It's like I was diagnosed September 8th, and I didn't have my surgery until October 18th. So that was the only thing I did have to wait for. And there was this feeling that, but I want to get it out now.
So how'd you manage your head?
I thought I'd be one of those special people whose hair didn't fall out. I had my first chemotherapy treatment, and within 2 days, some hair started to fall out. And the strange thing that nobody tells you is that it hurts when your hair falls out.
It hurts your head?
Your scalp. It's like the movement of the hair. I don't know exactly why, but those hair follicles, I guess, just get tender and angry, but it hurts. So I was like, shaving it off. I had a great network of friends who were very supportive, but couldn't necessarily understand what I was trying to deal with. I'd always been cool, even-tempered, easygoing, but I just couldn't navigate this myself. By the time I got to where I was going to start chemotherapy, I was really kind of feeling like I was losing my mind. And I had taken yoga years before. That was always peaceful. That was always relaxing, meditative, gave you a little space to breathe. And so I tried a few different classes in town and lucked out. The second class that I took, it was different than the type of yoga that most people are used to. It was Kundalini yoga. There was chanting and there was dancing and there was singing and there was some vigorous exercise in the middle of it. But the teacher was so uplifting and so inspirational and just supportive and created the space to just be. And
you
to just
mention a name?
It was Mary Pargas, but she always just created this safe place to be, and you could, it was not unusual for people to get emotional in class. At least for me, it's like I was beginning to explore my body again. I felt I was very disconnected from my body.
Yeah.
Felt like it had betrayed me because I thought I treated it pretty well.
Yes, and it had been kind of savaged too.
Right. I really, at some point I remember walking in the field behind my house with a friend, taking the dog for a walk, and just saying, I just feel like I've been mutilated. I think what I went seeking in yoga was that space just to calm down and just be. But at the same time, what I didn't realize that yoga helped me sort out was to love myself again and to be whole and not be someone else. What it really helped me learn was to be myself and to figure out what it was to be myself, to sort out what mattered in life, what didn't matter in life. And when you're diagnosed with cancer, at least for me, I figured it out really fast. I tell people I pretty much turned my life upside down in the span of that year and just try to do the best I can every day to realize that you have a soul, you have a spirit, and that when you kind of squash things down that are important to you, but you squash them down because it makes other people happy, or you think it'll make other people happy, and most of the time, they have no idea what you're doing. They just want you to be happy. That when you squash that down, you're not being authentic with yourself. You're not
being yourself.
You're not being yourself, and you're not on the path that you were meant to be on. I used to break out in a cold sweat anytime I had just a routine, we're going to check you over and make sure you're okay. And that's gotten better with time. But even still, I notice I get a little anxious the day or two before. But just, again, trying to have that awareness that I'm getting all spun out here somewhere. And just bringing that awareness back to, but I'm here right now. I'm here right now. And instead of having that argument in the shower, I'm going to feel that nice hot water on my skin. And feel the way it runs down my body. I'm going to scrub my hair and get it all lathered up. It's like just trying to bring that awareness just to being in the here and now, because anything can happen. Anything can happen to any of us at any time, and it's, you don't know. You get the time you get.
Pictures of Susan Nelson are on the Spark page at WMRA.org, where you'll also find her brand new Facebook page that contains a schedule of her yoga classes.